This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. It's Silicon Tally time. My guest this week, Aaron Harris. He's a partner at the seed funding and startup mentoring firm Y Combinator. Aaron, are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I'm ready to go. Let's do it.
100 days.
The number of days it took Facebook to make $2 billion.
This is a good guess, but I'm actually looking for a different answer. Sri Lanka, maybe the first country to sign up for Google's Project Loon.
Yeah, that's awesome. The balloons.
Yes, the internet given to us through balloon technology. The balloons would provide wireless internet access to rural areas, but they reportedly need to be swapped out for fresh balloons every 100 days.
Sounds like there's an industry to get started up in there about balloon replacement.
All right, what do you got for me?
21.5 million.
Million what?
People.
21.5 million people listen to Silicon Tally every week.
I think you're underrating your numbers there.
I wish. All right, what is it? Hit me.
21.5 million people are the number whose information was hacked and stolen from the Office of Personnel Management.
Oh, I should have had this.
Yeah.
Of course. 200 to 400 feet.
This is the airspace in which Amazon can fly drones over certain areas where the FAA will say it's okay.
You guessed pretty much right on the money. Amazon wants airspace between 200 to 400 feet to be reserved for, quote, high-speed transit drones, like delivery drones the company is planning to deploy.
Of course they are. This is not a PR stunt. This is actually something they're doing. All right, you ready for your last one?
Yeah. Hit me with the last one.
All right, 61%.
61% of robots in fiction are deadly robots.
You think that number is as low as 61%?
You're right. It's probably higher.
61% was the percentage by which Twitter's revenue actually rose, though analysts were still not very happy with them, and their stock subsequently tanked.
There is such a thing as weird Twitter. Is there such a thing as sad Twitter?
I don't know.
Maybe you and I can start it.
All right, so we've come up with two startup ideas. If we keep this going for a little while, we'll have a couple billion-dollar ideas on our hands.
Aaron Harris is a partner at Y Combinator. He's also the host of Startup School Radio. Aaron, thank you very much for playing along.
Thanks so much for having me. It was awesome.
We play a special game of Silicon Tally on Twitter every week. Check us out and play along. We're at Marketplace Tech.